Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, on the due north wall of our bedroom, our daughter's bedroom slash our recording studio, is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
We have changed the direction, the location within our studio slash room, because you may or may not periodically through the time on this podcast hear what sounds like a chainsaw murderer in our backyard. And he is not murdering, he's pruning.
He's murdering the tree.
He's not murdering the tree, he's pruning the tree.
Yeah, I know.
He's and on cue.
I think at this point he's cutting the branches to put in his truck.
Right, so we have a massive tree in our backyard, and a very cheap landlord, which, you know what? I don't even judge him, because if I would be a landlord, first off, you would be the landlord. I would share, cheap's too negative of a word. Thrifty.
Frugal.
You don't want to say anything other than cheap. I understand.
You know what? It's been a long 2 weeks. Don't ask me about the landlord.
We don't know if he listens to this. We assume it doesn't. He doesn't. If he heard the ads on it, he would probably increase our rent. I don't know the relationship with him in the pot, but he likes to save a buck, and so we have some workers, but they showed up, and I'll tell you what they are doing: a heck of a job massacring.
Our tree was super huge. I think it's a mulberry tree.
He'd gotten to the point, this back tree, where it wasn't just our household that was like, hey, how about a trim? Our neighbors were saying the same thing.
Yeah, and they'll trim it on their side.
Yeah, but also their palm tree falls into our yard. And
yeah,
so
it goes both ways.
It goes both ways.
Yeah, but that's like one palm.
Regardless, you may hear some of that activity.
Tree.
They've knocked down most of the limbs. Now they're chainsawing them into smaller limbs. And hopefully they can get out of here, because that truck that they started up earlier, I was like, that's not running super well.
It's been quite the day for
them.
But
you know what? I'm glad they're getting some work. I'm glad that the tree's getting trimmed. You know, I hope that they, a lot of time what happens when someone does big yard work for you, no matter how much you're paying them, is sometimes there's a big mess left behind. So I hope that the broom gets some usage.
You'll probably have to get out your leaf blower.
I might have to get out the leaf blower. I think that Grandpa Don's birdhouses are gone.
Oh, no, they were in the tree.
They were in the tree. And
whoops, I totally forgot about
it. It might have been our way of just kind of being like, oh, Gramp, sorry. But you know, you forgot about them, but you know who else forgot about them?
The birds.
Grandpa Don. No. Grandpa Don forgot about them 3 days after the birds seemed uninterested. Maybe they'll come more now. I don't know. I don't know how birds work. I know nothing about birds. A quick, funny bird story.
Okay.
We were in Nashville, and we're going to talk about that. Today's episode is a catch-up week. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have like a theme that's very relatable, and that's not it today. Today we're going to talk about weddings, because we went to a wedding, and we're going to talk about that wedding, and we're going to talk about Iowa. Weddings in Iowa.
Okay.
Not in Iowa. Weddings and Iowa. So if any of those things interest you, and if both those things interest you, this is going to be your favorite episode of all time. But we were out with former front seater, Annie Effin Downs, and she took us to the market place, some weird farmer's market type situation.
Yeah, farmers in the
We
name.
Had some pretzels, some LaCroix.
Some Bavarian pretzels.
We partook, and there was a very unique bird that I had never seen before.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, look at it. It was like bright blue, but not a bluebird. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew what a bluebird looks like. It was like white and blue and had some interesting gray and black on it. I was like, this is a cool bird. And what did Annie said? She goes, oh yeah, that's the Nashville blurred.
Yeah, the blurred.
The blurred.
She said it very flippantly too. Yeah, and she's so funny about it.
Yeah. So I thought that maybe a little bit of my dad's interest in birds had, you know, maybe he'd passed that on to me in the last month or two. And then I have not thought about birds until this moment. So that was the gap. So a couple items of business before we get
Don had like a burst and like a burst of interest in birds.
Yeah, he had a burst of birds. Mm-hmm.
Then he planted some squash.
Yeah.
Then he left.
One tomato bloomed as he headed
north.
We
got one cherry tomato the day after he left.
I got a text from Jess that was forwarded from my cousin Courtney, where he's at, that Don had eaten her ice cream in the middle of the night. And we thought, you've been donned. This is it. This is what it's like, you know.
Don't worry, Courtney. He'll get some more.
He'll take good care of your dog, though.
Yep.
Which is what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll feed the blurds.
Yes.
The Nashville blurds
that
are native to Coos Bay, Oregon. Couple items of business real quick. We want to let you guys know, if you're not familiar with our Patreon, you should be at this point. I mean, you're not familiar if this is your very first time listening to the podcast, but it's very simple. Uh-huh. It's a way that you can give a little more and get a little more from the podcast, from all things Dustin Nickerson Comedy. One of the cool things that you get is that you get early access to my video content. So I posted a YouTube video on Sunday.
Yep.
They got that on Friday. You get discounts on merch, which is significant right now because we just put out a new shirt that is moving, baby.
Oh, yeah.
The Dad Bod shirt is moving. Quantities are already low on that, so you get a little discount on that if you are a patron. So you get a little more there. You get some free stuff. You get stickers. There's lots of cool stuff. Free meet and greets at shows, which we got a lot of those coming up.
Cameo. Video greeting.
And I think what people have really been vibing with the most is the monthly Zoom hang, which is coming up.
A little under 3 weeks away.
We got it on the 27th, right? 627. Where you get the Zoom hang, and that's when everyone who's at, is it $10 up in a month or 25?
Which I think
one
it's
is
10.
10
yep,
up?
It's 10.
You just swing on and we just hang out. We just talk for about 45 minutes. Why 45 minutes? Because after 45 minutes, you got to pay for Zoom.
I'm not paying for Zoom.
Never again.
Been there, done that.
Never again. I've been, you Zoom me once,
shame on me.
Zoom me twice, shame on you. No, I got that wrong. You get it. I got it backwards, like when Bush tried to do it. Have you ever seen that quote? He mixed up that phrase. Fool me once, shame on... And it was amazing to watch, because that's very relatable to anybody who's like, how does that phrase go?
Oh, yeah. I'm the worst at that.
Oh, I agree that you are the worst at that. There's a lot of idioms and catchphrases.
I start those and I can't finish
euphemisms
them.
In the world that you are not your forte.
Yeah, I get going and then I can't finish it.
Yeah. You'll be like, there's a lot of ways to beat a dead horse. You're like, I think you just mixed up two of them.
Yeah.
It's more than one way to beat a dead horse.
Skin a horse?
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
More than one way to skin a dead horse. Which is probably true. I bet there is more than one way to skin a dead horse.
Maybe someone in Iowa could help.
So go to patreon.com and select / Dustin Nickerson. And of course, there's a link in the description and all that kind of stuff. Also, want to let you guys know about some upcoming shows.
Coming up.
End of this month, on the 30th, we're going to be at Stand Up Live in Phoenix. Raleigh on July 7th. We're into July now. The 7th, Raleigh. Mm-hmm. The 11th, Nashville. Nashville tickets are moving fast, so I've been told.
Woo.
So get in on that. The other ones, plenty of seats available.
Yep.
The 21st, Philadelphia. The 23rd and 24th, D.C. The 29th, Sacramento. The 30th, Santa Rosa, California. Then we go into August, Spokane the 15th. Kansas City the 25th, and then we go into September. We have Portland the 9th, Seattle the 10th and the 11th, Tacoma the 12th, St. Louis the 19th, Irvine the 22nd, and then we go into October. We have Indianapolis on 10-6. We also have dates we will be announcing very soon in Dallas, Austin, Houston, and San Antonio, as well as Louisville. And there's one more city that I'm going to do. Oh, and San Diego will announce eventually. And then there's one more, Oklahoma City. That'll be all the dates, all the headlining dates. I would be stunned if there's anything more than that before the end of 2021. You got it? You got
it. Yeah.
Can you keep any of that straight? You zone out during that time.
No, I understand. I have a couple of the, I don't have a couple of those September ones on our calendar.
Oh my gosh. So, oh my gosh.
No.
So, also, you have a couple of things. We got a new pod review and a new special review.
I'll read them real quick here. So, we've got this is from the podcast. Comedian Does Funny. This is Meadow S. Funny enough, I even listened to the ads.
Oh, there you go. Well, we pride ourselves on the ads.
Yes. Still haven't seen the special. It won't fit in a munchie mug.
Oh, there you go.
There
man,
you go,
tying
Meadow.
In the ad for us.
Uh-huh.
But I appreciate that, but also watch the special, please. I put
it's
a lot
good.
Of work into that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good.
It's good.
Well, listen to this review. Maybe this will.
Jane says, fun, clean comedy. Dustin is a delight.
Okay? That's nice.
All right. And I got another
one. That's an ant right there.
Sure.
I got ant fans, though.
You'll
There's nothing wrong with
you'll
that.
I'll take the ant fan. Kristen Pickerall, clean and hilarious. These are both 5-star reviews.
Boom.
So funny. I watched it with my mom, and we both laughed genuinely throughout the whole show. Highly recommend.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom goes the dynamite. So check it out, everybody. Is that all our business?
I think so.
Okay. So we got a bunch of emails to get to at the end. But like I said, we want to catch you guys up because the last two episodes have been pre-recorded. So just let you know what's going on.
We did three in a row.
Yeah. We did. Mm-hmm. Melissa and I had our little weekend away.
Yep.
Three nights.
Three nights in Nashville.
Three nights in Nashville. It's a sequel to Five Nights at Freddy.
Yeah.
It's got even scarier monsters called basic white girls in fedora hats, wide brim fedora witch hats. Nashville.
That was Aaron's line. Oh, those witch hats.
The witch hats.
A lot of bachelorette parties.
So much better. And
Jim, a lot of bachelorette energy.
Jim Gaffigan has a joke. It's very funny. He talks about when you go on vacation with your kids. And you go like, I'm going to butcher the bit. But
yeah,
it's something like.
It's old. It's great.
It's all about eating. Hey, we go get something to eat.
And then maybe we could get something to eat.
Yeah.
And then maybe we could.
And then we get there, we can grab a bite, and then we're going to get something to eat. Nashville is that, but drinking. All of the social setting is based around drinking. You wake up, you brunch, mimosas, boom, boom, boom. Then cocktail hour, then a drink with dinner, and then you really start drinking.
Then your nightlife.
Yeah. Like,
and then you're out.
Yeah, and like it just gets more. And what it does is actually what I've noticed is Nashville's the type of city where people drink all day, and then it just, as by the time you're on the last thing, you're only drinking. The other things have other activities, but it just narrows it down to like, okay, well, this one is drinking, but with food. And then this was drinking, but with like live music.
I was gonna say live music.
And then this one is like drinking with while we're on the pedal cart thing. Like, which
or
one
the
of
tractor.
They have, they're called the pedal taverns. And some of them they're pedaling and like, okay, whatever the novelty. There's the tractor one. There's ones that's a hot tub. People get in their bathing suits and are drug around town.
It's a spectacle.
Just dancing, getting just all sharing one UTI.
The pink cowboy hats, and then the bride has like white or black.
And the funny thing is, they're not all even bachelorette parties. A lot of the time, they're just going out. They're just because like sometimes they're bachelorette parties. Another, I mean, just to me, was like, man, what was she? I was thinking about maybe we go to like the Titans game, or you know what? Let's get in our bathing suits and just go down Broadway.
I've been there twice. Nash Vegas.
Yeah, locals hate that.
And they hate that.
Of course.
But
But Broadway feels like Vegas.
Yeah, having been to Vegas several times.
So many times.
I guess I would say that Vegas has way more international tourists.
That is a distinct difference.
Right? Because
it is all white people in Nashville. Yeah, there's
not a lot of diversity in Nashville proper.
I mean...
or Broadway or whatever the street's called.
And yeah. Certainly not amongst tourists.
Right.
Well, it's based in country music.
Yes.
Which is pretty specific.
Is distinctly for white people.
It was great.
Mostly.
I mean,
I'm not, you know, we're not huge country music people.
Nashville, Vegas is based on gambling, which is more popular than country music globally.
That's true.
So it's, mm-hmm. it reaches, and it has a broader, you can't even really compare the two because.
No, Vegas has a global appeal.
Yeah, Vegas has some for everybody.
Yeah.
Vegas is fun for kids. Vegas, because we were talking
about.
Because
people fly into LAX and then they end up in Vegas. From like, you know, Japan and China.
We were so sad to lose our Vegas week. It was a devastating blow.
That was the biggest blow of the last 2 weeks. Yeah.
I will
it's fine.
Remember.
It's fine. We've had some fun family working vacations in Vegas.
Yeah. It was a fly day for me, so I'm a little, what's the word?
Low energy?
No, I don't think I'm low energy.
Well, what are you?
I don't want to say belligerent. Bewildered? There's a bewethered?
Bereaved.
Bereaved.
I'm guessing,
I'm a little out of it.
You're out of it.
Which means I'm probably going to be a little sing-songy. I'm going to be a little.
I'm a little out of it as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You had a weekend. And you had an intense weekend that you wouldn't even hear about how my weekend was. So we're going to do a podcast. We're going to monetize our catching up. Melissa does this thing sometimes. I don't know if your significant other does that, where if they're stressed, you don't get to be stressed.
What?
No, where you're like, if you had a bad weekend.
I listened to a lot of your weekends.
If you had a bad weekend, a hard weekend, I don't get to mention any hardships of my own.
I don't agree with you.
Well, that's because bring them up.
The floor guy just texted me, so I'm distracted.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So
we got a lot going on
at this house. What's the update there?
Well, it's the plumber.
Babe,
it's the plumber. He's going to come do a quote for the floor.
The guy who did our water heater and
the
our plumber. I mean...
He's a marine electrician.
If they do a good job, at a certain point, you just have to give a shout out to our landlord who's getting these done on the cheap, and he's finding people who can just get the job done.
I liked the plumber.
I liked him, too.
As did you.
He was a sweet dude.
He'd be in our house a lot if he does our floors.
I mean, we won't be in the house if he's doing the floors.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's a huge discussion.
Right.
Anyway.
Do you have to take that text now?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Nope. I just got distracted, and I get what you're saying about not listening to your problems.
No, I'm not saying you don't listen to them. I'm saying you don't want to hear them. Because you want to be heard and understood before I can... No, I'm not... This isn't a bad thing. I'm just telling you... Maybe I'm wrong on this. I'm just telling you how I deal with you. That if you're bringing a lot of stress, I go, okay, hear this, respond to this, see if I can help, empathize, which is my natural thing anyways... And don't mention any of my own stuff. Maybe this is me projecting.
No, we didn't get to communicate a lot this weekend because I was at a drive-in movie when you were done on Saturday night.
I was 2 hours ahead, yeah.
You had a road guy with you, so you guys were eating together and hanging out. You know, he slept in his van. You slept in various hotels and guest houses. So we didn't have a lot of FaceTime. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like phone time.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was getting stress texts from you.
Yeah. I mean, I had 5 hours yesterday with potential tenants and the landlord here.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
And you were oversharing a bit.
I was trying. I was trying not to, but, you know, when you haven't talked to that many adults in 3-4 days.
You had been in a movie the night before with a bunch of adults.
I know, but you can't talk that much in a movie.
Yeah, but you
There were 11 kids.
Yeah, how was Cruella? Was it good?
In the dark.
Did she pull it off?
Emma? It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good. We don't even like Disney movies. I mean, we like the superhero ones.
Right. But she's great.
The girls will not watch like a princess movie.
No,
that we like.
It's not just a remake of 101 Dalmatians, right? It's like about
it's
her.
It's a backstory.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, like they did and with so, and it's Maleficent or whatever. Yeah.
Which I didn't see, but it's a live action. Which I haven't watched any of those. We made it like 5 minutes through Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
So, anyway, it's really good. It's super fun because Cruella is like a fashion designer, and it's really good. Emma's great. Glenn Close is the.
This sounds like great. The Devil Wears Prada. I think this movie already got made.
I know. When I saw the trailer, I was like, the black makeup, I was like, you're Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
You know, with like the white and black hair.
But black, white, and red, and fashion designer.
And like a white face. This movie is
The Devil Wears Prada. I haven't seen The Devil Wears Prada or Cruella, but I'm pretty sure it's the same movie.
Okay, so it's Devil Wears Prada plus
dogs.
The dogs are afterthought.
Dogs are not even met.
Okay, hold on. What's the other? It's Harley Quinn plus Devil Wears Prada.
Okay,
and it's very good.
So she's kind of unstable.
Absolutely,
like
Harley
Quinn.
It's very good.
I will never see it.
That's fine.
But
yeah,
but we'll unless the kids want to rewatch it.
Yeah, I'm bidding it as a Halloween costume.
You. It's going to be real popular.
It is. I also want to kind of do it with my two friends, like three versions of it.
Oh my gosh, Melissa,
I know.
You're going to be 37.
I know.
You cannot be doing
it. Yes, I can. I can do whatever I want. We dress up for Halloween.
Not
Stop.
With our friends. We don't do group costumes with our other adult friends.
Well, I'll do what I want.
The three of you are going to be a combined 120 years old. You can't.
That's more the reason to do it.
You can't.
You're just jealous.
Well, first off, I probably won't be home. But second off, if I am, it's going to be the first year our families do separate trick-or-treating. And if you're in a group costume with...
In
a group costume with two other moms, I'm going to tell you right now, all three kids are going to go with me.
Or perfect.
Maybe the three of
we
you.
We won't go.
Are the three of you going to just answer our door? Hello? Just three 40-year-old moms. Open the door in Cruella costume.
Here's what I did.
It's the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Why?
Just when you're an adult, you do group costumes with your kids and your spouse, not your friends.
Well, let me justify
this. I'm gonna call up four friends and be like, guys, we're gonna be the 94 Dream Team. Everyone get jerseys.
Okay.
I'm the one white guy, so I'm Bird.
I wanted to do it once when I saw the trailer for Cruella, but then I didn't want to steal it if they wanted to do it. And if you watch the movie, she changed outfits the whole time. So there's plenty of room to share.
You're focusing in on all the things I'm not focusing
on. You tuned out.
If you think I'm focusing on, do each of you have your own outfit? I'm not. I'm not even this year. I am doing a group costume. I'm Donkey Kong, and my 7-year-old daughter is Diddy Kong. And yes, it is June, and we've all planned. Because that's who, as an adult, you pair your costume with. Or maybe one year, maybe you and... Have we ever done... Maybe you could each be Candy Corn, like we were a fateful 15 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
Speaking of dress-up, Melissa and I actually did kind of play dress-up a little bit. At a wedding in Nashville, which was pretty fun. Aaron Weber, Lucy Sinsheimer, which I crushed that last name, focused a lot on it. I actually wasn't going to do it, so I officiated this wedding.
Yeah.
I was going to just do Aaron and Lucy, if you recall. Yeah. I've done a wedding before where I didn't feel confident. And you can kind of get away with that as the officiant.
In the pronouncement.
Yeah, well, and in that one, she took the last name. So the one last name I did know I could say.
Yeah.
But Lucy's keeping her last name, which would have been way easier to do, you know, Aaron Weber, you know, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Weber.
Right.
Which, you know, even that, I'm like, you know, we're kind of traditionalists, but even that, you're like, why you say Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Weber? Just say the Webbers. What were we pronounced as?
I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't tell you either, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, there was the people who booked me last night.
Okay.
Rhonda? She was like, yeah, well, I think we have some mutual friends. Because she had a 253 number, and she was wearing a Mariners shirt, and I was like, she was from Gresham, and her husband was from Auburn, which I always joke that Auburn's the one city that Federal Way would look down on. They're like, no, I think we knew someone. What was it? Just Rhea? And I was like, Rhea and Gino Hunt? She's like, yeah, we know them. Do you know them? I'm like, yes. They officiated a wedding to them. And then we didn't talk to them for like 10 years, and that's on us. But we still love them, and we still talk about them all the time.
Uh-huh.
So connection there. But anyway, so we were in Nashville.
Small world.
Kind of. We were playing dress up. It was like we were in costumes because we had outfits we never wear, and we did things we don't do.
Went to a karaoke bar.
We went to a karaoke bar called Santa's. A divey, beer only, cash only. We managed
Hipsters.
To get some LaCroix. Don't judge us.
Yeah. Hipster Central.
And called Santa's. Shout out Santa's. I was there for a long time. I was in Nashville for 12 days.
A long time.
A long time. I felt like I was a local comic there because I did so many shows at Zany's. And then I went over to the comedy bar and I just did a bunch of stuff there. I'd been there for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed at the condo for a long time. I stayed at John's one night.
Yeah.
And then you got there and Lucy's and her family put us up at the Graduate, which was so cool.
Yeah.
We were super into it. And it is fun just to, as a parent, get away. And it really, that's what I mean. It feels like it costumes to me. Like the first night we get there, Friday, you get there Friday, one, Aaron picks us up. We go to the hotel first. And then we go, was that the cocktail night?
Yeah.
Which I don't even remember where that is.
Oh, we saw Annie, and then we went to that.
Saw Annie.
That bar was really cool.
Oh,
that restaurant, but I don't know the name of it.
I can't even. Oh yeah. I don't remember it. Like,
so counter.
Just so funny. Like
we don't do that either.
We do that, and you're going out, and then there's another thing, and then we go to rehearsal dinner, which Melissa was very underdressed for. Maybe that's what
cold.
Gave that might have been what gave me my panic attack. I don't know.
No, that wasn't it. I had to go to the rehearsal dinner in jeans on jeans. And that's because I brought one jean jacket for the airplane.
Yeah.
I wore it on the airplane.
Right.
That was my one jacket for the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And then I just could not wear a dress. It was windy all day.
Right.
And I was cold.
Right.
So
we did not expect Nashville to be cold.
Nope.
We did not see that
And I just brought a carry-on, and then we had sent ahead some dresses. So, yeah.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Nobody cared.
I mean, I did, but then I just took off my jean jacket, and then I wasn't jeans on jeans.
And then
jeans.
You just showed off those arms. You know? Then you talk about a literal flex.
Lucy's mom, who also looks quite young, spent the whole night telling everyone that girl in black and the jeans has a 14-year-old.
Yes.
That was her cocktail party.
I will say, you got called beautiful a lot that weekend.
I won't deny that. That was nice. They were nice. They were nice to you.
No, I think
they liked your
what
sermonette.
Happens when I think when people know you for a while, they take for granted how beautiful you are. And so when people meet
when
you,
they get to know me.
No. It's not as commented on, but you have a. I've known you for 20 years. I've been in love with you for 20 years. When people see you for the first time, it's like there's a wow factor.
Well, and that's nice. I don't really shower in San Diego. That's part of it.
In San Diego, they'd be wowed if they saw you without a hat. Like, glorious mom. The girl who sits in her van at Fiesta Island for 2 hours with her hat. Someone go tell that girl to jump in the bay, rinse off. But yeah, you were kind of, it was, you know, there were new people that you didn't know, and we were dressed nice. You had a long time to get ready every day.
It was a Halloween costume.
It would, that's, yeah. But that was, okay, so I wanted to say this before we get to move on to Iowa. I think that one of the things that we commented on about this wedding, which was so fun, it was a big comic wedding. I still have
there
some.
There were like 25, if not
right,
35.
Yeah, and we got through it. It was so
and
fun.
Industry.
It was a beautiful place. There's a lot of people I hadn't seen in a while and meeting a lot of people. And it's just, there's a lot of laughs because there's a lot of comedians. Dusty did a thing at the rehearsal dinner. It was so funny.
Dusty Slay.
Yeah. Yeah. And mm-hmm. then I felt like my officiating thing went really well and that got a lot of laughs. And, you know, I was, full disclosure, I kind of still nursing some post-concussion stuff, which goes against my nature to downplay everything, but I definitely was, but we got through it and it wasn't a huge issue. During the ceremony, it was fun. We saw a lot of people and, but it was the first time. So when you're the officiant, you're kind of like in the officiant's partner, spouse or whatever, mm-hmm. you're kind of in the wedding party.
Yeah.
You, mm-hmm. but loosely, you're the loosest, the most loosely attached group or to the wedding, like at the
but
rehearsal
you have
dinner,
such an important job
at the rehearsal dinner,
the
we
wedding.
Sat with Lucy and Aaron.
I know that
and
was
both
crazy.
Sets of parents. That's the head table.
Yeah. And but we at the, but really at the wedding, got to know them.
Yeah. But at the wedding,
we are the furthest.
We're the furthest one away.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. you know, but you end up spending a lot of time with the parents because you're kind of really what you are is you're emceeing the wedding. You're mm-hmm. emceeing the ceremony, not the wedding, yeah. the ceremony. Mm-hmm. And so you talk to people, you go.
You kind of get some insider knowledge.
Absolutely.
You know?
So we, yeah. And in part because of that, and then in part because of, you know, just where we're at with older kids, there were younger kids there. And
from the family.
Here,
yeah.
There was uh-huh. no one in our life stage there. There was no one with teens there. And a preteen.
Yeah.
There mm-hmm. were people with younger kids, and there were people with grown kids. And
yeah,
this
there
was
no teens at that wedding.
No. Yeah, yeah thank mm-hmm. God. there was nobody. This is the first wedding. We haven't been to one in 2 or 3 years. You went to Nick and Bonnie's. I missed that one, but we haven't been to one in a while. But there was no, this is the first wedding we ever went to where we related more to the parents of the bride and the groom.
Oh, yeah.
Than the bride and the groom.
Absolutely.
Because we're so far removed from getting married. We don't remember what you're pronounced as. If you think about, I think in the first few years of weddings, you kind of think about, you compare your wedding to that. That was that's 17 years ago for us. That's a lifetime ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's almost like half of our lives, you know, ago.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. we don't even think about that. But if Joel were to get married at the same age that we did, he would get married in 5 years.
Yeah.
Which is mind-boggling that potentially, now, most likely
chances
not.
Chances are, you know.
But it's so you go like, oh my gosh, this is within reach of us. Our wedding is not mm-hmm. within reach of us. But our kids' weddings are within reach of us.
Yeah.
And it was, mm-hmm. you know, that's emotional. Because now it's the father of the bride stuff. And it's, you got to pay for this thing.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, man, I'm going to have to put some more money into my Acorns account. You know? So, I don't know. Was it emotional for you? Or were you just soaking it all in? Just a little country mouse.
It was great. Yeah. I didn't, you know, we just kind of hung out in the house on the wedding day.
Right, right, right.
I didn't, like, you know, I knew the bridesmaids and the bride.
Right.
But I didn't go upstairs and like chill with them, you know, and you spent some time with the groomsmen and, you know, so mm-hmm. we just kind of floated around. The wedding planner was awesome. She was like so good.
She crushed it. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
and so good at her job. And mm-hmm. so it was just kind of fun to take it all in and kind of get out of everyone's way.
Yeah.
You know, and let the day happen. And yeah, it was awesome.
It was fun. Good time. Still like a wedding. And you know what's even better? A wedding without kids. It's a good time.
Well, yeah. You know, your heart goes out to we've done the family weddings
a bunch.
Yeah. And especially when your kids are in them.
Well, you kind of have to do the family wedding when it is a family wedding. Like your kids go when it's your family.
Well, and these kids did really, really well.
Yes.
You know, some of them were...
They didn't ask too much of them either.
Yeah, some of them were like standing with their parents and some of them were seated.
Right.
And it was an outdoor wedding, so it was a little more informal.
Officiant's the only way we're going to be in a wedding party anytime soon. You know, me and you not going to be a bridesmaid, a groomsman. You know what? Neither of us were either of us. Were you a maid of honor? Were you ever a maid of honor?
I was for my high school best friend.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
I never got best man.
You know, we had to skip a lot of our friends' weddings because we were like working too much and we had little children.
I mean, I don't think that's related to me getting a best man or not, but...
I'm just saying that I would have gone to weddings if I had had more time or resources.
Well,
but we did not. So, you know.
I may not be the best man, but I do have the best spill-proof cup on the market. Guys, let's take a break here before we segue into the great state of Iowa to talk about Munchie Mug. If you're not familiar with Munchie Mug, you should be.
Mm-hmm.
You should absolutely be familiar, well-versed, accustomed to...
A rad dad would know about Munchie Mug.
A rad dad would absolutely, a bad dad would not know about a Munchie Mug.
Yeah.
And he would not know, and because of that, he would have a messy house, a messy car, a messy marriage, a messy life.
Yep.
Munchie Mug could save your marriage.
It's a jump.
It's symbolic. A messy floor is symbolic of a messy foundation. Of
you
your
need
marriage.
A firm foundation that's clean.
Yes.
Yes.
You need something in your life to catch things from...
Wait, what? You got your hands into this.
The metaphor broke down. I couldn't... Yeah. Guys, Munchie Mug is an actual amazing product, and we're big fans of it. We use it in our home. We recommend it. We gift it. It's the best spill-proof cup on the market. It's fantastic. It's got this really nice little fabricated lid. You put your hand in there.
It's soft.
Soft. Oh, it's a sensory it's a sensory experience. It's 100 years old. It's
sensory.
It's an ancient experience. In addition to being a sensory experience.
Yes, fabric is ancient. Yes.
All it's going to do is make your life less messy. It's easy to wash, dishwasher safe. It's made here in the United States. You get free shipping. It's pretty great, guys.
You can personalize it.
Oh, yeah. Varieties, options, that kind of stuff. Plus, guys, if you order a Munchie Mug from MunchieMug.com and you use promo code DON'TMAKEME, that's all one word, don't make me, no apostrophes, don't make me, you're going to get 25% off your entire order. Now, per cup. Entire order plus free shipping. Yeah. Guys, go get it. Check
it out.
MunchieMug.com, making your life less messy. So before we get to the emails, I did some gigs this last weekend. I was in Iowa.
Yeah.
I was in three cities in Iowa. Flew into Cedar Rapids. First gig was in Cedar Rapids. Really cute downtown in Cedar Rapids.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go back and do a gig in, you've never been to Iowa, right? I don't think you've done any of the Midwest. You haven't been Iowa, Nebraska, the Dakotas, Kansas. You were born in Kansas, but you don't remember Kansas.
Right. Yeah.
You know Colorado and Texas, but you don't know the Midwest. You don't know
Missouri. I've been to Chicago.
Chicago doesn't count. I will chastise the Midwest for my whole life. That they claim, I understand that it's in the middle and it's, I get it. First off, pretty far east to be calling it the Midwest.
Sure.
Second off, it is not anything like the rest of the Midwest.
I was kind of shooting at what I have been to. I have been to Minnesota, but it's quick.
Yeah.
You know?
Minnesota's Midwest.
Quick weekend.
Yeah. So, Indiana, all that kind of stuff. All right. So
I haven't been there.
So we were there in Cedar Rapids. It's a nice city. So cool venue that's like a theater / performing arts / wedding venue.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's nice. Mm-hmm. I got their card. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do a show there next summer. Like just an independent show.
Yeah.
So great. It was for a fundraiser. Worked with Aaron Horn. We raised some money. It was great. Really fun. And then the next day was a more traditional backyard gig, except we were in a shop. And this was in Wayland.
Okay.
And Wayland is a town. You go, is due south. Uh-huh. It's like an hour south, I think, of Cedar Rapids. and we're in a shop. But when you think
it's like huge,
it's gigantic. It's an
very tall.
It's an airplane hangar. That's what I kept calling it on stage.
Yeah.
I'll post a video this Sunday. You guys will see, and it's big, and it's Iowans, and it's like they have like lifts for their vehicles and their tractors and stuff that the whole one giant two-story wall opens because they have to get their vehicles in there
for the snow
and to work on them too.
Oh,
and to
okay.
service them
shop okay.
Yeah, it's a shop,
there you go.
Yeah,
okay.
It's got a basketball court. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's so nice. And next to it, it's they called it the Shom. It's the shop home. It's
okay.
like their guest home.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
That it was a 3-bedroom house.
Shom.
It's twice the size of our home. I joked that it probably...
Yeah, the couch, the sectional was
I joked that
huge.
The whole thing cost $12,000. Is in the middle of nowhere. It was remote. It was fun. I loved it. We stayed in there because at first when people...
Yeah.
Anytime people... Like I've stayed in people's homes before and
yeah.
I probably will again.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, do you want to stay here? And I'm like, we'll see. And then I got there and I'm uh-huh. with Alec Parrott who lives in his van. Alec is chasing a dream
yeah.
and, you know, living in his van as
He's
drives
like
across the...
He's like a hipster living in his van.
Yeah, it's kind
not
of a
like,
cool... No, no,
not
no.
Not like a creepy...
I mean,
old guy.
It's as non-creepy of living in a van as it could be, but it's still
it's
got
still
some
living
in a van
still
vibes.
Living in the van, yeah.
He hadn't had a night indoors in a while. He was grateful. Though, of course, hard to sleep at first because it's just...
So quiet.
Never been quieter. Just you...
You hear bugs?
I'm just locked inside with my tormentor, my brain. Just... That's a Mark Norman joke. Shout out Mark Norman.
You're probably happy to have Alec in the house.
I would not have stayed if he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Alec. Mm-hmm. Alec's not with me. I don't
say
because I made a joke to you that I was like, oh, this is the type of place that you would go like finish a book or something like that.
Yeah.
I would never, never.
Well, you like hotels because
there's someone in the room next to me.
Somebody's, you know, people are in that
yep,
building.
Exactly. There's I don't like a hotel when I know there's not a lot of cars in the parking lot. I like I sleep better knowing there's more.
I was going to say misery likes company.
No, more safety in numbers type
yeah, safety
thing.
In numbers.
Yeah, that's... more someone will hear my screams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that family seemed nice, but they might murder me, but at least Marie put
they
that
paid
on.
You.
It was great. They paid me. It was a fantastic gig. Next gig, I go to Iowa City,
okay.
and we're doing we do a fundraiser there, and that's with Rhonda, who's great. And Iowa City is where the University of Iowa is.
Okay.
So it's actually very cool. A very
nice.
Cool little downtown
yeah.
area. I really like Iowa. I've told you this many times. People think I'm from the Midwest a lot.
Yeah.
They think I think it's because I have a wholesome look to me, a very
uh-huh.
plain look to me. I'm very reasonable. I'm very agreeable.
Uh-huh. Agreeable.
And
yeah.
I don't have high highs and low lows. I'm just pretty steady.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. see them, but not a lot.
Yeah.
I was talking to Taylor earlier this week. Taylor's
yeah.
one of my best friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, I kind of let her know. I was like, hey, I was kind of having some issues when I was in Nashville. I had like, I had like a mini panic attack. I had to remove myself.
A couple minis.
Yeah. I was like overheating. I thought I was going to faint. My temperature went up. I couldn't get my heart stop racing. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
We're seeing a doctor. We're working on it. Right.
Yeah.
And she was like, sometimes I feel like there are things that you don't tell me that I would like to know as your friend. And I go, welcome to getting to know me. Welcome to being a part of Dustin Dickerson's life. Like, and I told her, I was like, Melissa, who has been with me for 2 decades,
mm-hmm.
is still taken aback when I do share something with her. And you don't know how to handle it sometimes.
Yeah.
Because
it's new.
It's rare. It's a comet. It's
uh-huh.
like, oh my gosh. It happens so fast, and you don't know how to properly react.
Well, I'm trying.
No, you're doing great. It's my fault. You know, you don't have experience. I know how to deal with your crap because you drop it on me every 90 minutes. Every 90 minutes, I got a new, like, okay, this is what we're doing.
2 decades.
2 decades, every 90 minutes for 2 decades. Whereas every 90 days... I'll be like, oh, gosh, so this one time when I was 9. You're like, how have I... What was the... I told you one recently. Do you remember what it was? I was like... No, it was I. There was one that I had not told you because I had fully suppressed it. It was a childhood thing.
Yeah, and like a little bit, but I... I don't know if this is a pod topic.
I don't know if it is either, but that's the point.
Yeah.
But that's the point. So people assume I'm from the Midwest a lot, and I think it's why I resonate. And I say it kind of jokingly, but I really do mean it. Like, I like swing states. I like states that change their mind. I don't like emotional people. Like, I like emotional people. I'm married to you,
clearly,
for goodness sakes. But I don't like people that are, like, overreact and stuff like that. And, you know, so I always resonate. Plus, they have good senses of humor. You know, they're not prudes. Like, the first, I was like, I don't know what I'm walking into, but in this shop, like, you know, everyone was relaxed. They're all sitting in lawn chairs, having a drink. A couple guys took their shoes off. There was, it was pretty funny.
The shoes.
Yeah, their pastor was there, you know. But they were like, that was one of the funny things is they were like, the pastor was, they were Mennonite. And I was like, you guys are not good Mennonites. You have a drink in your hand. That was the joke. I was like, you're wearing shorts. Like, you're bad at this, you know. But Mennonite's a huge spectrum where there's like, I call them Mennonites. Like, they're like nice. That's hilarious. So I was like, how have you guys never come up with that? I came up with that in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But then the full other end of the spectrum is Amish.
Yeah, they're on a spectrum.
Yeah, that's what I said. They're on a spectrum. I said that three times.
Sorry.
What you lob back to me is they're on a spectrum.
Sorry. I was thinking about
you guys. We all know the episode peaked at the Cruella costumes.
It's all downhill from here. Well, you were talking about Mennonite, which I didn't know. You didn't tell me that until right now. But I was thinking about how the wedding was cradle Catholics and then a Jewish family.
Yeah, there was a lot.
So that was fun.
I threaded the needle, and I thought that everyone did, and everyone was very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron's dad had a funny joke about it. Like, we hope that you have a faith. You raise your kids in a faith.
Tradition.
Of any type, a faith tradition. Obviously, we have a one we're leaning towards. But, you know, it was like a nice little nod. And I thought that was great.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hit some emails. Shout out to Iowa. Thank you, everybody, for having me.
Scotcherdoodles.
Oh, Scotcheroos.
Scotcheroos.
So good.
You brought home.
I brought home.
Some homemade.
Maria, or I don't know who made them. Lisa or Maria, whoever made them.
You guys had some bars like with M&Ms in them.
Yeah, but
I haven't touched those because
the Scotcheroos.
Because they're Scotcheroos.
Yeah,
which are very Midwest.
I stole one of your Tupperware, and so as to bring them home.
Yeah,
their spare home had Tupperware.
Wow,
it's a home. Yeah. Everything in that house is nicer than anything in our house, including the people who are in it. All right, guys.
Well, yeah, I guess you can just go live there, Dustin.
All right.
Except you can't. You won't sleep.
Shout out to Iowa and everybody.
Thank you, Iowa, for your hospitality.
We're very, very grateful. Till next time. All right.
Where do you think Alec is right now? Colorado?
No, he went back to the turkey farm for a day.
What?
To get some footage for his show. He has a TV show.
Yeah.
That's Van Life or whatever. It's great.
So
it's a great episode.
He connected with them and they were like, yeah, come back.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I want to come. Maybe he's got his drone out. He's doing some shots at the turkey farm or whatever.
Amazing.
It's great.
And that was, turkey farm was night two.
Night two, yeah.
Okay.
There was only one farm night. Yeah. The other two were fundraiser nights.
Yeah. Okay. So, amazing.
It's fun. All right. This is a lengthy episode already, so we're just going to do a couple emails. All right. Here we go. First email. This is from Krista. Subject, ER stories.
Yes.
Also, by the way, did we, as always, shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa listeners, just send us an email and tell us about Iowa. That's what I want. I actually have this running theory on Iowans, and this is what I want to hear from you Iowans.
Yeah.
I said this on stage. You were the friendliest people I've ever met, which makes me think that in private, you are very mean and very rude, and you gossip about each other, and you do it to one another, but like your spouse, and stuff. Please confirm or deny that with me at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com.
Because the South like sugarcoat stuff.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
So
here
we go. This is from Krista. That's not the South, though. We're talking about the Midwest.
Okay. Well,
guys, Melissa.
This sounds like Melissa, bless your heart.
You guys,
or like,
Melissa's going in and out of this episode
I'm
mentally.
I'm sorry. I'm tired.
Melissa was a guest for 75% of this episode.
So what's Iowa?
Yeah, exactly. So the South.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Krista. It's a longer email, so we'll see. It might be the only one we'll get to. Hey, I was listening to the pod today and loved your ER story. So I thought I'd share a few of my own. Keep in mind, I'm a klutz. So I've had multiple trips in my life. I've succeeded breaking all four limbs. Oh my God.
No!
Including both arms at once.
Ouch.
Those stories are uneventful, but I've got a couple others worth sharing. You broke two arms at once, and that's uneventful. It's the best email I've ever read. How do you break two arms simultaneously and it not be a good story?
What?
That
sounds like the best story.
That doesn't even make sense. Even if you just fell, how'd you fall so hard and so poorly that both arms broke?
How do you break both arms and not, like, break your collarbone?
Okay. That's like one of 10 paragraphs of this email. When my kids were little, we went to a friend's birthday party and came home with a large punch balloon.
A large what?
Punch balloon.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
My kids, ages 3 and 2, had a blast playing with it all evening. When it was time to go to bed, my daughter, the 3-year-old, ran through my bedroom, holding the balloon, running smack dab into the corner of the door. It split her lip wide open. We debated if we should take her to the ER and decided they probably wouldn't do anything for the lip. We let the kids stay up late and watch cartoons so that we could put ice on the cut. While icing her lip, my son is sitting on the couch holding the much-loved punch balloon. That's probably like the rubber band ones, right? It was so big his little arms couldn't even fit around it. He decided to get off the couch, but since the balloon was so big, it hindered his ability to move. Before I knew it, he tipped over, smacking his head on the edge of the coffee table. One blood-curdling scream later, I looked at his forehead, and I knew we were headed to the ER.
Ouch.
By this time, it was 9 p.m. on a Saturday night. If there was ever a bad time in the ER, this was it. Since we had both, we had to take both kids with us, it was decided to have both of them checked out. It's like a two for one. Hey, while we're in here, we look like
all
parents of the
balloon.
Year. Yeah, yeah, you have two kids in the ER from one balloon.
They don't believe you.
I just knew DHS was going to come to talk to us at some point during the evening. Fortunately, that never happened. There was no priority given to crying almost 2-year-old with a head wound. It took almost 3 hours for us to be called back to see a doctor. They didn't even offer us a Band-Aid until I asked for one. I guess they didn't care that he was playing with the toys in the play area with an open head wound.
They had a play area?
When I did ask, I was handed a piece of masking tape with a cotton ball. Once we were finally seen, they told us my daughter was just fine, but my son needed stitches. My poor husband had to hold him down while he screamed for me at the top of his lungs. He had drawn the short straw while I took my daughter out to the waiting room. We finally got home after one, and yeah, we skipped church the next morning. My second story is about my own trip to the ER. This one happened when we were living in the Tampa area. I was stung on the pinky finger on July 4th, just 2 weeks after we moved into our house, and ended up at the ER with an appendicitis. The story isn't very exciting either. 2 days after my wasp sting, my finger was swollen and had bloody pus bubbles all over it. I called up my doctor to the base clinic. So we're on base here.
Military.
Hey, there we go. And they wanted me to come in. After looking at my hand, they had no clue what to do and felt I needed a hand specialist. Since they wanted it look immediately, they sent me to the ER at Tampa General. If you aren't familiar with Tampa General, you have to understand that it's got the best doctors in town, but it's also the place where most of the homeless population from downtown Tampa goes for medical care. If you thought I'd get in quickly at 2 on a Tuesday afternoon, you'd be very wrong. I spent 7 hours in the waiting room. Wasp stings evidently have zero priority. It was so cold in the waiting area that we were bringing out heated blankets. I think I had 2 to 3 on me. When I was finally called back, they put me in a bed in the hallway because they were out of rooms. Again, finger sting meant nothing to them. It did make the evening more entertaining. However, we saw a prisoner come in handcuffed to the bed, a woman so drunk/high that she was puking all over the place, and another guy with a gunshot wound. I guess it was just another Tuesday at the ER.
Wow.
Thanks for listening to my sad stories. Keep up the podcast. I love hearing about your lives. I love hearing about your lives and feeling normal. Thanks, Krista. Krista, I just...
Maybe write back about the arms.
You got to tell me about those arms, because the bee sting story is good, but I just...
The 2-for-1 kid, that's
hilarious.
Really good.
That is so funny. Okay, I'm gonna do one more or two more real quick. First off, we're a little behind, but we're gonna give a birthday shout out to Carrie Teague.
Yeah,
Carrie, birthday.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Yeah,
she's a patron. That's not guaranteed in your
patron. No, it's not in the.
But if
package.
if your nice friend messages us that it is your birthday, then we might. You know, we might throw that in there. So happy birthday, Carrie.
Yeah.
Okay, subject. Oh, man, these are good. Oh, I don't know which one to pick. Well, I'm going to go
just
with...
We can save one.
We got a lot to save. This one's from Jeff. I'm just going purely on subject here because I don't read these ahead of time.
Yeah.
This is from Jeff, and the subject is head bleeds a lot.
Yes.
Dustin and Melissa, the concussion story ironically brought back some childhood memories. Circa 1998, I was 6 years old. My sister Rosemary and I were staying the weekend with some friends from church while mom and dad helped chaperone an out-of-town youth ministry retreat. Naturally, my worst childhood injury occurred when my parents were hours away. Mm-hmm. This is Melissa's worst nightmare. Anyway, we were playing an epic game of hide-and-seek with our friends in the colossal two-story house. As I ran downstairs to hide, I tripped near the top of the staircase and somersaulted to the landing where the side of my head firmly met the baseboard. Oh,
ouch.
Immediately blood began shooting onto the walls and the white carpet of the landing.
Ooh.
Sorry, Thompsons. Tarantino would have felt right in. Oh, that's so dramatic. Just blood onto the wall. 6-year-old me did not handle this well.
Yeah.
While waiting for an ambulance to arrive, our friend's mom compressed my gaping head wound with her fine kitchen cup towels and I asked her repeatedly if I was about to die. They put me on a backboard in the neck brace, and hauled to the hospital where they did an MRI to make sure the damage was primarily cosmetic. Thankfully, it was, and all I needed was 13 stitches. That's a lot of stitches.
That's a lot.
Despite all of this, I think my sister Rose was the most traumatized by the whole ordeal. Once the paramedics arrived, they began grilling her and asking why she pushed her brother down the stairs.
No. She got interrogated.
Years later, I've still got the scar, the memory somehow, and a fun joke that my sister doesn't like. Rose, why did you feel the need to push me down the stairs? Love the podcast, and I look forward to each week's release. All right, Jeff.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Oof. Rose is so mean and pushed you down the stairs. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate you guys so much.
We'll see you next time.
See you next week.
Bye.
Hey, Backseaters, thanks for checking out that episode. I want to give a special shout-out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That is our patrons at $25 a month and more. So thank you to Dave Hoagland, Avril Griffins, Brady and Robert Reeves, Carrie Teague, Demarius Diaz-Stevens, Dave Cox, Donna Lemley, Farah Journey, Isaac Taran, Jessica Sewell, Lori Amos, Nicole Carraz, Rachel Kennedy, and Team Phillips, and Tiffany Payne. I got you in there, Tiffany. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you all immensely.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.